From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Despite the best efforts of the United States and its allies in Europe and Israel to isolate the Islamic Republic of Iran, Iran has been on the move, gathering allies and friends. In mid-September, Iran was admitted to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization after waiting 15 years. It was approved by the bloc's 7 permanent members. After the technical and legal processes are concluded, which could take up to 2 years, the Islamic Republic formally joins a group that accounts for about one-third of the world's land and exports trillions of dollars annually, with China, Russia, and India among its members. On Wednesday this week, the foreign ministers of Russia and Iran held a meeting in Moscow and a press conference afterwards. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov joined Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian and took questions after the meeting. We bring you that press conference in its entirety.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've just concluded talks as part of the first visit by Minister Amir Abdollahian as Foreign Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We've discussed specific ways to expand cooperation between between Russia and Iran in our bilateral projects based on the agreements achieved on the highest level, including in the telephone contacts on the 18th of August and 24th of September, or the 14th of September, between presidents of Russia and Iran. We have focused today on trade and economic cooperation. We have a stable growth of trade, which, despite the COVID-19 situation and the sanctions in the first month of this year, increased by 42%, reaching almost $2 billion. We've agreed to boost our economic cooperation further and develop economic ties, including economic ties between the regions of both countries. We have humanitarian cooperation as well. One of our priorities is joint fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, and specific agencies are working on that. We have contracts to deliver batches of Sputnik V vaccines to the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we have agreed on measures to expedite this plan. In addition to that, we have discussed the plans to launch as quickly as possible the production of a Sputnik V vaccine on the territory of Iran. Another issue we've discussed is, of course, international affairs. Both sides believe that international relations should be built based on the UN Charter and the principles enshrined therein. We oppose the rules-based world order that is promoted by the US and its Western allies that are trying to impose on all other international players. Our rules, the rules that Russia plays by, is the UN Charter. We have agreed to continue cooperation across various international platforms, and we have discussed many decisions that were made during the SCO summit in Dushanbe, which are aimed at including Iran into this organization. We've also discussed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on Iran. We spoke about the Iranian nuclear program, and both ourselves and our Iranian counterparts believe that that the UN Security Resolution number 2231 can only be implemented through a consistent implementation of this agreement by all parties involved. It's important that they consider the balance of powers. The talks in Vienna should be resumed as quickly as possible. And as my counterpart, Mr. Abdollahian, has said, the Iranian side is ready to proceed along these lines as quickly as possible. Iran expects the U.S. to resume its obligations according to this contract, according to this to the Iranian deal. And as for the expectations of the U.S. that Iran would make certain changes for the U.S. To re-enter the deal is something that we do not accept and that Iran does not accept. Russia has approved a new concept of security in the Persian Gulf. The document was presented at the UN Security Council and the UN General Assembly, and we call on our Iranian friends to move along the lines of further expanding and deepening the relations between our two countries and addressing various concerns that we have. We have focused a lot on Afghanistan, and both our countries believe that the people of Afghanistan, who have suffered a lot over the two decades of political experiments carried out by the U.S., have the right to prosper and have the right to freely decide the future of their land. We believe that political stabilization is important to reach this goal, considering the interests of all political and religious groups. Inclusive principles of inclusivity should be used to restore normal life, and traditions and customs should be taken into account. Afghanistan should stop being a source of regional instability. So we call on the new Iranian authorities to join the uncompromising fight against terrorism and drug trafficking. The problems that Afghanistan is facing, economical problems, are dire, and the responsibility to resolve and to join the resolution of this problem lies with the U.S., with the West, who initiated all of that. And we see steps by international organizations and the UN to help Afghanistan, and we welcome the contribution of Tehran that has given a home to millions of Afghani refugees. In this context, we have discussed the prospects for international and regional cooperation to launch post-conflict reconstruction of Afghanistan. Russia has its own initiatives. Iran has plans of its own to do that. And today we discussed the optimal ways to align our plans to help Afghanistan. We've also touched upon Syria, and both countries reaffirmed their belief that achieving peace and improving economical and political situation in Syria is our priority. We will continue to act as within the Astana format that has proven to be very successful, with the participation of Turkey and Iran. And the next summit, the next round of talks, will take place as soon as possible, once the healthcare situation allows for it. The new editorial committee the new editorial review session of the Constitutional Committee in Syria will also take place as quickly as possible. We've also discussed the situation with the Caspian Five and the situation around the Caspian Sea. We have discussed Northern Africa, Southern Caucasus, and other regions, and we will continue to stay in contact regarding other issues. Thank you.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and most merciful. We have discussed many issues, including bilateral ties, international affairs, and we have discussed all of it. Our approaches to these issues are quite close, and we've discussed our bilateral relations. We've agreed to discuss a treaty on strategic cooperation in the future, and soon we will have a draft, and we will issue a roadmap that will be the basis of our long-term cooperation. We had several talks on bilateral connections and to convey the will of our presidents. We need to make our people see that our ties develop. And to do this, we need to remove the obstacles. And we need to identify these obstacles and overcome them. It is really important to promote the activities of our businessmen, and over 70% of people in Iran are vaccinated. So our businessmen can come to Russia to perform the business. We are a prosperous economy, we have a lot of opportunities, and concerning the cultural ties, tourism, defense ties, we discussed all of these ties. And we have a long way forward in economy, we have a lot of opportunities, and we need to make a leap, a breakthrough in this. We need to have more trade between our countries. When it comes to regional agenda, we have a really fruitful talk. And as His Excellency Lavrov said, we've discussed Afghanistan, and we support the organization of an inclusive government with all stakeholders included. We want to fight against the drug trafficking, and the opinion of the Afghani people is really important for us. So we've discussed humanitarian aid, and we hope to have a meeting of ministers of foreign affairs of neighboring countries, including Russia, and we want to hold this meeting in Tehran. Mr. Lavrov also wants to hold a Moscow format meeting to provide political help in settling the Afghani problem. And we will consider participation in this format. When it comes to the South Caucasus, we've discussed this with Mr. Lavrov too. And we believe that the region shouldn't suffer anymore. Countries of the region are our brother countries and want to stop the suffering. And we didn't like what our Caucasus neighbors say, and we believe that we need to have positive relations because we want to promote good neighborhood. We don't want to have the map of the Caucasus withdrawn, and we are concerned with terrorists in the region. When it comes to the Palestinian problem, our position is clear, and also our position on Zionists is clear. When it comes to the security of Iran, we have good ties to all our neighbors, and want friendship with all countries, and we want cooperation in securing the interests of our countries. Mr. Lavrov said about regional dialogues with the participation of Iran. And this dialogue is a key instrument for promoting peace and cooperation in the region. We have underscored the successful presidential election in Syria with full participation of its people, and we respect their opinion. And we will talk more about Yemen, because Yemen is for its people. So we need to lift the humanitarian blockade and broker the ceasefire, and holding talks on the issue. When it comes to IAEA, Mr. Lavrov have underscored that soon we will have Mr. Grossi in Iran. And we will welcome his decision to come. But when it comes to a Karachi incident, IAEA didn't take any action, and we aren't happy with this stance. Weren't happy with political ideas of different players, but we will welcome Mr. Grossi in Iran to survey and inspect our facilities. When it comes about Vienna talks, we've consulted with Mr. Lavrov, and soon we will continue our talks in Vienna. And our government is a practical one, and we want results. So this situation where we return to negotiations makes other parties really take action and show us that they want the good for the people of Iran. And this will be a positive signal. The Islamic Republic of Iran is pro-talks, pro-economy, and we need results that will provide for our rights of our people in Iran. So all sides need to stick to their agreements, and I hope that our presidents will soon hold a meeting in one of capitals, and we've agreed on this today. So this shows that we have good strategic cooperation. Russia is our strategic partner, and we believe that our balanced foreign policy is one of priorities. Russia is one of priorities, and we hope to develop our cooperation further. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lavrov. And taking into account the membership of Iran in the SCO and its close cooperation between Tehran and the Eurasian Economic Commission, what's your assessment of the cooperation between Russia and Iran within these organizations? Well, our assessment is a positive one. Like I said, we welcomed the decision by the SCO summit in Dushanbe last month to start the procedure of integrating Iran as a permanent member of the SCO. And right now, Iran is an observer, has an observer status, and it can observe all, has actually participated in many activities of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, including the SCO Plus format, which the importance of this format is growing right now, and we are all interested in using it. As for other parts of SCO activities like fighting terrorism, separatism, and other problems, or addressing issues related to transportation and economics, all of this is in the interests of Russia and Iran. As for the economic, Eurasian Economic Union, Iran has been for quite some time a member of a temporary agreement on trade, and right now we have started the discussion of a potential inclusion of Iran as a permanent member and signing a permanent treaty for free trade.
So, a question to the Iranian minister. You've talked that talks on JCPOA will continue soon. Are there any timelines or any guarantees that sanctions will lift? When I was in New York, I had a message through a mediator, and the gist of it was that the U.S. side hinted that Biden wants to solve this issue, and the Iranian people will be taken into account in this settlement. But today we have signals, but we expect that they show that they're really committed to this. Are they willing to unfreeze 10 million of assets in foreign banks? And President Biden, despite having a different rhetoric than President Trump, he continues the same line. But still, we want to return to Vienna talks, and we work on it. And soon, we will have the date for this, for return to talks. Hello, a question to Mr. Lavrov. The latest changes in the caucuses show that some states want to develop relations, and they want to harm the interests of Iran. Still, Azerbaijan holding three-side training exercises is preparing the ground for a stay of foreign powers in the Caspian region, and it goes against the current agreements to prevent this from happening. And what is the position of Russia on this issue?
We have presented our position on many occasions. Russia was the one that plays the critical role in stopping the war last year. And Russia was the one that helped sign the trilateral agreement between Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Armenia. In Nagorno-Karabakh now, there is a Russian peacekeeping force that secures peace and guarantees return to peaceful life. In the joint statement that we made that time, there were principles for further work along the lines of removing various transportation blocks and
improving ties between parties in the region, because Azerbaijan, Georgia and Armenia and Iran and Russia all and Turkey are all going to benefit from that. So it's not just the immediate parties, but also it's also their neighbors. And in this context, we discussed today the initiative to create a 3+3 format. So three Caucasian countries and Russia, Iran and Turkey. Our Iranian friends have a positive assessment of this initiative. In Azerbaijan and in Turkey, we've met a similarly positive response. And so we believe that Georgia, despite the domestic turmoil that it's facing right now, will be able to see the interests, the basic interest in launching such an initiative and start the efforts to develop the region, a region that for quite some time has been thwarted and denied the ability to develop. We are against expanding various military activities in the region. We don't want any military exercises to act as instigations of hostilities. And as for the Caspian region and preparing the grounds for intervention into domestic affairs of the region by some other foreign nations, we have discussed today with our partners the urgent need to implement the convention of the legal status of the Caspian region that prohibits the presence of any foreign powers in the region. The convention will be in power very soon. It's currently being discussed in the parliament of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I hope that the decision will be made as quickly as possible. And once it is, the convention becomes a fully binding legal document providing for this specific regime that I've just outlined. That's what I wanted to say to that. When you ask questions, please don't try to engage in an interview. That's a comment to one of the reporters right now.
So what are the stage of Iranian talks? What is it about? And Mr. Lavrov, can you talk more about the relation between the two states? I will be happy to hear this. And can you comment on the clothing between the Saudi Arabia and Iran? Thank you. We'll have a new stage of negotiations between our countries. And we already had that stage, that round, and we've presented our agenda and to normalize our relations. And we've talked to our counterparts in Saudi Arabia. For Iran, we need readiness, but it depends on the Saudi side. If they want to implement this idea, the dialogue between the countries of the region will help many countries in the region, and all countries of the region need to have conversations. And I hope that soon there will be a point when there won't be any tensions or conflicts in the region. And Mr. Lavrov pointed out the exercises between Azerbaijan and other countries, and this is provocation, basically. But still, The settlement depends on decisions of all countries. And the more exercises we have, the worse it's for the region. Iran only held one exercise, and we've informed all countries in the region about this exercise. We held them on our soil, and we want to promote peace in the region. Thank you.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.